Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Last night, victories in New Jersey, South Dakota, New Mexico, and California gave Hillary Clinton enough pledged delegates with superdelegates to claim victory. In Brooklyn, her supporters, not thinking about controversial aspects of her career, took their children to the Armory to celebrate the first woman presidential candidate of a major party.
Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible. In our country, it started right here in New York, a place called Seneca Falls in 1848, when a small but determined group of women and men came together with the idea that women deserved equal rights, and they set it forth in something called the Declaration of Sentiments, and it was the first time in human history that that kind of declaration occurred. So we all owe so much to those who came before, and tonight belongs to all of you.
Bernie Sanders took the stage in California after his defeat there at around 2 in the morning Eastern Time. He said, "We won 22 state elections with over 11 million votes, and in virtually every state, we've won in big numbers the votes of young people."
And if this campaign has proven anything, it has proven that millions of Americans who love this country are prepared to stand up and fight to make this country a much better place. Thank you all. The struggle continues.
President Obama, who congratulated both Clinton and Sanders on their campaigns last night but withheld endorsing Clinton, will meet with both Democratic candidates at the White House on Thursday. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Norman Seabrook, president of the 9,000-member New York City Corrections Union, was arrested early this morning. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Preet Bharara, charged Seabrook and Murray Huberfeld with wire fraud in connection with Huberfeld's payment of a $60,000 bribe to Seabrook and the promise of future bribe payments, this in exchange for the union's investment of $20 million in Huberfeld's hedge fund Platinum Partners. According to the complaint, a scheme was worked out where Seabrook would be paid a kickback of a portion of the profits from the union's investment. This is estimated between $100,000 and $150,000 per year. Seabrook was arrested by FBI agents in the Bronx. Huberfeld was arrested in Manhattan this morning. Seabrook has been head of the jail guards union for more than two decades. Bharara said for a Ferragamo bag stuffed with $60,000 in cash, Seabrook allegedly sold himself and his duty to safeguard the retirement funds of his fellow corrections officers. Bharara continues by saying Seabrook made decisions about how to invest the nest egg for thousands of hardworking public servants based not on what was good for them, but on what was good for Norman Seabrook. The scheme was facilitated by someone who has pleaded guilty and is cooperating with federal investigators. The court papers don't name the cooperator, but two people with direct knowledge of the case identified that person as Jonah Rechnitz. He's a businessman who has contributed to Mayor Bill de Blasio's campaigns. He was friendly with top city police officials and has been captured on FBI wiretaps in a related gifts for favors probe. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.